And I this I bought my first piano. Oh, I mean, I left a grand piano in Germany, and when they offered it to me, the shipping was well over $400, and I couldn't afford it. And later on, they wouldn't let me have it anymore, the people that took my apartment over, so I lost out. But I never really had a house to display it, not a big enough house. So I bought, the first piano I bought was an upright, and I paid for it right away. And the second one I bought, and I paid so much per month. I paid the family allowance check. I didn't take it out until it was paid for maintenance. But my children all learned to play the piano.
Did you teach them, or did you have someone else?
No, I had a teacher, but I did teach to one tenant once. I did teach, give him piano lessons. No, I don't think they would listen to the mother very well. Yeah, I had piano teachers. There was a Miss Trelevin, and then Mrs. Fraser. And that was a well-known family. She had quite a few children. I have seen Mary Fraser, the daughter, occasionally at the opera. Mrs. Fraser is now dead, but she was a good teacher, and she lived, you know, in the 50s in Burnaby.
So did that help you fill a little bit of that cultural
Oh yeah,
void
you
that you
know,
had
you
at
can
piano?
always find some people of that love the same mind, or you know, it doesn't mean because it's a very small town that there's nobody there. I think they were originally Scottish, the Frasers.
That's a good Scottish name,
Yeah.
so. And other art activities, I think you mentioned your daughter started
Well, she
dancing.
started ballet
Ballet.
with Anne Edgar, who was British, from England, and she had worked for the BBC, and she came here, and she was offered a part in, what is that little boy that
Oh,
flies?
Peter Pan?
She was Peter Pan.
Ah.
She was tiny, and she took a part in that play, and she was offered a job with BBC, but her husband did not allow it. But she started teaching ballet, and she was a great, you know, cultured lady, and she also taught a bit of drama to the girls' department. And my daughter was so shy that she was always kind of bent over like I am now. So I figured ballet would bring her out. And it was an excellent teacher, Miss Edgar.
Do you
And now
remember
some.
what made her an excellent teacher? Did you have a sense of how she taught?
Well, discipline and kindness too, and great knowledge. I think the ability to teach is you're actually born with a person. I only took one course, you know, psychology of teaching, and I have no degree in teaching, but I know that I'm a very good teacher. I'm still teaching. I teach this Friday.
Yeah, you have art classes.
Yeah, I have private students. And I teach them history of art also, which nobody else does. They don't get that in school. So it's, I just feel maybe I have had some success in shows, but not, you know, I've eventually occasionally shown out of the country, but not very often, because I was always teaching, first teaching, second an artist. But I learned that if you're not a candle, you can light candles. And I think I've lit a lot of candles. Now, my enthusiasm for the art, you know, has lit some, you know, fires. Or they got enthused too, the children. Some of the young ones surprise me when they write exam, how much they are able to answer. I don't really let them write the exam until about age 10. But even the 8-year-olds, when I ask them verbally, they do retain quite a bit. So, you know, it was the life I started not until the 60s.
Right.
I started drawing. My husband did not run the gas station anymore, and he was not very successful in real estate. So he took a job, actually, with Mount Seymour, and they had contracts to run campgrounds in Banff. And so my husband spent 3 months, or, you know, tourist season, in Banff. And I went to Banff, and I picked up a sketchbook and charcoal, and I started sketching. And people looked at my drawings. They said, "Oh, that's great." I said, "I don't know what I'm doing." And then I, you know, my art career had basically took off because a friend asked me to go to night school.
And where did you go to night school? Was it locally or did you?
Actually, that was, I think, in New Westminster.
Westminster.
That's my first experience.
I got the impression there was a bit of an art scene in Burnaby by then. There was a bit of a gallery and maybe a few...
Yeah, there was the gallery, the Burnaby Art Gallery was there.
Do you remember, was it on Kingsway? I have some sort of... found a little note about a gallery on Kingsway Avenue, but also one on Gilpin Street, which would have been down by...
Well, I think it was... I thought it was where the present gallery is.
Well, that might have been the Gilpin Street. As I say, I found something about a showing on... gallery at Gilpin Street, which would have been quite close to the gallery now.
I think so.
Do you remember what you saw when you went to these shows?
Well,
was it local art or?
No. I don't think there was much local art. There was a group formed probably in '60s. They called themselves Burnaby Artists or Art Group. I don't, one word, I'm not sure. Because when I started the Burnaby Artists Guild and founded that one, that was in 1970, I couldn't use that name, Burnaby Artists. And we just named it Lloyd Berry, who was then the fine arts coordinator, a very controversial man.
Mm.
He helped me a great deal, though. He said I had to call it the Burnaby Sketch Club in 1970. We outgrew that name, became the Burnaby Artists Guild. But he arranged for me to get the hall, the shed was Burnaby Art Center, to get that place for free.
Mm.
And it was the Mayor Emmett that I guess bought that place.